Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
At 7:17, we wanted to talk about the Artemis. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. The mission has finally successfully launched a spaceship to the moon. Dr. Daniel Kunama, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure. I'm well, thank you.
So, you know what I'm a bit confused about? Like, why is it such a big deal to go to the moon, considering we did it in the 1960s?
Well, yeah, we haven't been up there 50 years, and I think we haven't been able to do it for 50 years. And I think that's been a bit of a bone of contention, I think, for humanity. You know, we were able to do it in the 60s and 70s, and since then we haven't had the capability to do it again. And there hasn't been a huge need or drive to spend a whole lot of money getting to the moon, I guess primarily because we've had other wishes and needs as a civilization. But I think that the idea now is to expand and you know, eventually get to Mars. So building those capabilities up again has become important.
It's almost like we've overcomplicated it, because I'd imagine in the 60s we didn't have a measure of the capability that we have today.
Yeah, I think that you know, what the Apollo program pulled off was quite spectacular, but I think it was really done in a huge rush and with a huge amount of danger. I think that the risks were incredibly high, and you know, we saw the Apollo 1 fire,
yes,
and they had various other issues, Apollo 13, and you know, now we don't have that same appetite for risk. So the capabilities we're building now are going to be much more sturdy, much more reliable, and much less risky.
Yeah, it's so 2022 in terms of our approach to the voyage of discovery. You know, no one wants to get hurt or take risks. It does seem just a little counter to the whole experience of discovery. If we think about all of the great, I mean, there was tremendous risk in it. Today,
I think there's still a huge amount of risk.
Yeah, of course.
But not as much, I suppose.
All right. So tell us about this latest launch.
Yeah, so Artemis launched this week, and the most powerful rocket to launch since the Saturn V, which launched the Apollo mission. And it's an unmanned capsule called the Orion, and it has the capability to be manned, so it's sitting there with some seats and things, but just no one going this far. And they're going to send that around the moon, test everything works, test all of the procedures work and everything, so it'll do a lap of the moon, and then it'll return home and come and re-enter the atmosphere and land at sea in a very similar way to how the Apollo missions operated and how the Soyuz capsule works for the Russians. And it's just a test of the entire system, but obviously without the risk of sending men.
So it's and what do we hope to achieve? Is it to see that it can be done safely, or is it gathering other information as well?
Yeah, so it's the primary goal is obviously to check that everything works. The most dangerous part is the re-entry into the atmosphere. So checking that the capsule can handle that and is going to be safe for humans is very important. They are sending up various other devices in terms of the moon, to check, you know, landing sites, to check for water, to you know, just analyze the moon in more detail. And then the goal will be, as soon as next year, to launch a similar mission, with people this time. And they won't land on the moon next year, but they will again fly to the moon and fly back, again, just to test everything before they attempt the landing. As soon as 2025.
In terms of, I mean, apparently they've sent up a whole lot of mascots as well.
Mascots, yeah. Well, yeah, there's always a bit of fun. And, you know, if you've got a capsule going there with nothing in it, then you can, throw some extra math in there.
It's really, really just incredible. How long does this go on for? I mean, how long will they be up there?
So this mission will last just over 10 days. It takes about 4 days to get to the moon and 4 days back. the moon is really quite close. If you think of Mars, a mission to Mars will take 4 to 6 months. It's just our backyard, the moon.
Right, so to speak. What's the goal? What is the ultimate goal in terms of us and the moon? What do we want to achieve with all of this?
Yeah, so I think I alluded to it earlier. You know, we want to become comfortable in space. So, you know, able to go to the moon, able to refuel on the moon, able to then hop to Mars. You know, we've had the International Space Station for over 20 years now, which has been permanently occupied by people orbiting the Earth. And I think that the next goal would be to have a lunar base, which is occupied by people too. And then move on to Mars. And, you know, where that leads us, we don't really know. But I think that you mentioned explorers earlier. That's one of the things as humans we're really good at. You know, we head off into the unknown and we don't really know where that takes us.
Absolutely. That's where we leave it to Dr. Daniel Kunama, science engagement astronomer at SAAO.